This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnah, we are in Kalim. Perek Tes Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. Today we'll be doing Mishnah Zayin and Mishnah Ches, the last two Mishnahs in Perek Tes Zayin. Hamalkoid Shel Bokir. The leather blindfolds used on the cows while threshing, so they should not be distracted. Vachasim Shaloi. And its muzzle, like a sachsim sarbedishai, ba'amadiv shel dvayrim, a flat leather strip placed under the beehive to drive out the bees. They say they used to make a fire on it, that the smoke would get out the bees. Ba'aminofa, what's a minofa? Minofa shteit is a fan the person uses in a hat day. Re'ilu tahiru. They don't have a receptacle, they don't have a tzuris kli. They don't have the tzuris kli, and therefore they don't have the special gzir drabanan that we made in pshutei kli matechos, pshutei kli or, etc. Kisui shel kofso. Okay. So we're going to state a rule later on in this Mishnah. An object that normally would not have tumah has a tumah drabanan if it serves another kli, bein mishas malachto, bein shloi mishas malachto. And the longness of that is, it's considered part of the kli. Okay. But if it only services it when it's an active use, then it's not an issue. So the Mishnah, kisui shel kufso, the unattached wooden or leather cover of woman's small jewelry box, tome. Why? So it's used even when it's empty, because it keeps the dust out. Kisui kamtero. The cover of a clothing chest, tar is tar. It's not covered at all times. It's to cover the chest only when there's clothing, not when it's empty. Since it's not using it all the time, it's not considered part of the kli. And again, we're talking about it's not attached. If it's attached, then we have the classic rule of kol mechor b'latame tame. Fun. And that applies to everything in the Mishnah. Kisui teiva, the cover of a chest. Kisui teni, the cover of a woven basket. Va'machbeish shel charosh, the woodworker's press. It's a set of heavy boards woodworkers use to straighten out warped pieces of wood. Va'keses shetachas ha'teiva va'koyrin shelo, the leather you place under a wooden chest to prevent the bottom. Keses usually means like a pillow or a mattress, you put underneath the box to prevent it from rotting, by Kimran Shalah, and this canopy, which protects it from rain. Okay, so we have cover of a chest, cover of a woven basket, the woodworker's press, heavy wooden boards, a leather cushion underneath the chest, its cover, Angolin Shal Sefer, a leather case of a scroll, that apparently it's not a kli kibble. Okay. And all these things are only used when in use, not at all times. So they don't have this gzir derabanan. Beis haneger, a case, another case of a door bolt. So only when what? I don't know. When would you put it in that case exactly? Leather case, beis hamanal, of some sort of a locking mechanism. The leather case is used to protect the metal bolt only when not in use. Not when it's in use. It's got to be both, when in use and when not in use. Fine. Base a mezuzah. The metal case of a mezuzah. Tig nevalin. The case of a lyre. I talked about that instrument. Tig kinar is the case of a harp. I guess the only is when they're not in use. So they wonder why it's not a kli kibble. They hold things. The answer is they're used not to hold it, but to protect it. It's not used to transport it. If they don't have the tumah of a kli kibble. Take kinaris, the case of a harp. Imum. It's like a mold. Shal godlim and snavos. They have a wooden head-shaped form to make hats. Markov shal zamar. A performer's wooden play horse. Revius shall aloyis. The Revi is the musical instrument of the wailer. Okay, I guess what the another container. Ugnoinus Ha'ani, a poor man's pouch. It's not a container, it's not even of a kli. Smoich is a mita, wooden supports of a bed that go underneath the frame, but they're not the actual frame itself. Only when the bed is being used. Okay. Tfus shel tefillah, a wooden block for the making of boxes of tefillin. It's not a container. Only while it's being made, not other times. No derabanan. Himum shel oisisus is a dummy of garment weavers on which clothing was woven, like a dummy, a mannequin. Harayu dayim is taher. Zakalam Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Yisi is a call. Kol misham shei, misham shalot of anything that is meant for serving things which serve a person. Shas malacha, shabbos shas malacha. It's used when it's being used, and when I would use tamei. Kol shein ve'el b'shas malacha. But anything that's meant only when it's in use, tahar is tahar. Mishnah Ches. Tikas sayif, leather sheath of a sword or a knife, or a double-edged knife. Take mispiras, misprime, shears, mispiras, another type of scissors, a razor. There's mispiras and misprime is exactly different types of scissors. Take mikhoil, another case in which a thin wooden makeup applicator is kept. Besachol, the leather case in which the eye makeup container is kept. Take machtev, small leather case of a stylus or tourniquet. Case has many compartments. Tik tavo skrataya, leather case for a metal tablet or wooden board for astronomical charts and diagrams. Base chitz and base pagajes. Special case for holding arrows and special case for holding wide arrows. They're all containers. There are and they have a kli kibble. Tik simponya. We talked about simponya. It's a type of instrument, no? 11.6. I think it was an instrument. Type of musical instrument, similar to a flute. Okay. There's a man shun reizin mil ma'lo tamay, mitzidoy tohar. The person puts the simponi into the case from opening the top, and it's tummy, because then it's considered kli kibble. And see, he puts them from the side, and it's tahar. Take chalilin, case for a flute. You're the matar, and you should make some tzitzis, and you put it in from the side. Therefore, it's not considered a kibble. Interesting. It has a kibble, but it's used from the side. Chipoy ala, case for an ala, which is a mace. Keshes, bow, romach, spear, elotahirin. Zaklaw, also the tik, tame, the chipoy tar. That which is made as for a case is tame, which is made to serve as a protective cover is tar, it's not a container.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.